How do you make Christmas the most wonderful time of the year? In this brief message from Pastor Chris Chadwick, learn tips for how to make memories and strengthen your family during the holiday season.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Man, verse number 1.
The Bible says, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven, under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. That just, I am not preaching on marriage, but there are wrong times to hug.
Like, I don't want to hug right now. I want you to do what I say. Am I the only one in the room that feels that way?
There's a time to refrain from embracing. Some of the wives, you could tell the people in the room, the soft-hearted ones, like Debbie's like, there's never a bad time for a hug. Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is. Zane Kelly, who's that? Who's the soft one in your family? Is it Kelly? Zane, you're like, yeah, don't hug me. Have you ever said those words? Good man. Good man. I thought that'd be funnier than you guys were taking it. I guess I should preach on marriage. A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Oh, my word. Some of you have a minimalist lifestyle. Thank the Lord for you. Others of you are hoarders. It's time to cast away. Time to cast away. Time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. One prophet hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth. I'm going to speak this morning on the subject. This is the most preached message in the history of Canyon Ridge. I have preached it every year, normally on the first Sunday of December, but we obviously had our guest speaker, Craig Lawson, last week from Camp Ironwood, one of our missionaries. So it has fallen on my responsibilities to preach this message tonight. If you did not get a handout and would like one, would you raise your hand? If you didn't get one and would like one, right, we've got good ushers here ready to hand those out to you. If you didn't get a handout, do we have people in the? I think we have some folks in the transition room. Whoever's the usher back there, that could help those folks out. Tonight may be the most, hopefully, here's the intent, that it would be the most practical message that I preach literally all year long. I mean, there's almost... I'll never say there's no theology. There's just very little in this. Part of my job as a pastor is to help people, and it's to shepherd folks. And in life, our ministry philosophy is formed. And I remember preaching at 3701 Armstrong Road in San Diego, California. Brother Burns, I think it's 0.95 miles from here at the Kearney Mesa Recreation Center. And I was preaching on the family one time, and I share this a lot, but I was preaching and I said, just have a normal marriage, fight for a normal marriage. Just do what is normal. And I had a dear brother come to me after the service, and he said, Pastor, I appreciated everything you said, and I understood what you meant. But can you define normal? And so I spent the next 5 minutes stumbling over my words. I remember I was 30 years old. And he said, can I explain something to you? I said, yeah. He said, I had a friend. I think he was the friend who grew up in a home where parents, we only had paper cups, paper plates. And we bought to-go food because if my mom had pots or pans or glass or stone tableware or forks, spoons, or knives, my parents within less than 2 weeks would have thrown them at each other and tried to kill one another with it. We didn't have a drawer. We didn't have a door on a single cupboard in our house. He said that was just normal for us. It's very normal. for me to go to sleep to two adults beating one another physically. He said, now, when you said do normal, is that what you wanted? And I was like, man, that is a really, really painful story about your friend. And I needed to hear that. And so there is a responsibility that I have as a pastor to help you, if I could say it this way, maybe build some traditions and have some good or great holiday things that go on in your life to build great memories and in the life of your kids. Now, if you go to a church and this is how they preach every week, you should probably find somewhere else. But if they never preach on stuff like this, you should probably find somewhere else. So there has to be a balance on these things. And so welcome tonight to the most preached message in the history of Canyon Ridge. And you can go back on our website and you can see that this is the 11th time in a row that I have preached on this message. And please do so. And we will not talk about it on the Afterthoughts program tomorrow. We have plenty to talk about. Why? Because Georgia beat Texas yesterday. Praise the Lord. You say, why are you a Georgia fan? I'm anybody that beats Texas fan. That's who I am. And so I'm excited about that. The scripture says in verse number 3, to everything there is a season and time to every purpose under heaven. Listen, God does not and God did not make this time of the season accidentally. You need to understand this. Some of us are a little more Scrooge-ish. Then we don't always like this time of the year, and we want to just get on with being productive in life. But let me explain and be very, very clear. We don't have time to exposit the entirety of the text, obviously, but the season where we celebrate the birth of Christ, slow down a little bit, enjoy some hot chocolate, apple cider, whatever the case may be, this is not a bad time of year. For us to be alive. This is not a mistake. This is not without purpose. This is not without value. This is not without meaning. This is a very, very important time of year to be alive and to enjoy. And so I'm going to help you with a couple of things, 16 of them, as a matter of fact, and we will get through them all in the next 30 minutes because Pastor Bernie has a really cool outreach announcement that we're going to make. So I want to help you make this season special for you and your family. Well, how do I do it? Number one, spend time developing a plan for the holidays to ensure that your family is loved and memories are made. Develop a plan. Some people say, well, we don't always follow the plan. A plan is almost never followed. The value of the plan is not following the plan. The value of the plan is making the plan, because if you have a plan, then you have something. It might not be followed exactly, but if you get 50% of a plan done, that's better than 0% of nothing done. So develop a plan for the holidays. And dads, let me put this on you a little bit. This is really your responsibility. You're not responsible to make sure everything gets done. Mom and the kids are going to help with all of that. But it is your responsibility to set the tone and the temperature for the family. And so you are going to be the guy that says, hey, tonight, tomorrow night, something, if you haven't already, let's sit down and come up with a plan so that on Monday nights we do this, and Thursday nights we do this, and Saturday nights we do this. We've got one more outreach at Canyon Ridge, all church outreach this Saturday. Then we have nothing else, I think, till the second week of January. Brother Byrne will give us exactly, giving me the thumbs up, till the second week of January. We got like 4 weeks almost of nothing going on even at church other than our regularly scheduled services and a youth trip to Knott's Berry Farm, which every parent praises the Lord over. And so we are incredibly, it is incredibly necessary to not waste an aggregate amount of time for the next couple of months. Develop a plan to do something. If you're a single mom, that falls on you. I wish it didn't, but maybe you could get a couple of friends to help you with that. But make sure there is a plan. Number two, ensure Jesus remains first in all you do. Ensure Jesus remains first in all you do. John chapter 12, verse number 32, Jesus said, and if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. People often say, Pastor, pray, I want my kids to come to Christ. I want your kids to come to Christ too. Here's the key for your kids coming to Christ. Make Jesus the most important person in your home. Make Jesus the most important person in your home. If your video games are more important than Jesus, don't be surprised when your kids don't come to Jesus. If I be lifted up, not bagging on video games, I'm just saying, Jesus needs to be way more important than video games. Lift up Jesus in your home. This season might be the first season you ever invited somebody to church. Invite somebody to church next Sunday or the following Sunday. It's a great way to end the year. It's not a cliche. Jesus is the reason for the season. Read the Christmas story. Talk about Christmas messages. Read books about Christmas. Build deep memories. Don't waste your week doing silly things that do not add value, especially value for the cause of Jesus Christ. Number three, Dad, you need to ensure that your family is giving generously during the holidays. Giving generously during the holidays. Don't rob from the Lord to buy someone a gift that they're going to end up re-gifting anyway. Dad, let's ask the question. How will you, just in your own heart, how will you participate in the Christmas offering? How will your family serve others this year? And giving generously can be done outside the church. Debbie and I have a couple of families that we're just personally helping. God has blessed us financially. We're thankful for that. And so we are personally trying to be a blessing to a couple of folks while giving them their dignity and allowing them to earn what they desire. But we're doing our best to help in that way. You need to give generously. Not everybody's in the same spot that I'm in at stages of life. It's different. But understand this, we still need to be a giving people. That's why I say every year, Jesus should get the biggest gift. It's his birthday. You should get the biggest gift. This year we have I'm not pushing on the Christmas offering. I'm just saying we have a Christmas offering to help with a bus, which is desperately needed because the teenagers are tired of going to a camp in the middle of the desert with a bus that doesn't stay cool. And next year we're just going to get an open air Jeep and a trailer and pull them in it. But hopefully it doesn't break down. But make sure you're giving generously. Number four, avoid debt. Rich ruleth over the poor, Proverbs 22:7. The borrower is servant to the lender. Avoid debt. Well, if I don't go into debt, I can't buy gifts. I don't mean this to be rude. Don't buy gifts. It's okay. Your kids will survive. They'll actually have a great time. Think about what you could do on Christmas Day. You wake up in the morning. You're in San Diego. You wake up in the morning. You go hike Torrey Pines. You get done with Torrey Pines. You're a little bit warm. You walk down to the beach, and everybody jumps in the water. Your kids will never forget it. Think about it. For the rest of their lives, they will go, remember that year? And somebody will say to them, one of them will say to one of the other ones, what did we get for Christmas that year? And this is what will be said. I don't remember what we got for Christmas that year, but remember how much fun it was just to get cold and then get sand in Dad's car, and then Dad had to clean it out. Oh, I'm sorry. That's when Judith and Natalie get sand in my car. But remember when that happened? Oh, yeah, no, I remember that. That was awesome. You're building memories. You don't need to spend money to build memories that will last a lifetime. Not against buying gifts. Don't get me wrong. But why are you going into debt to do that? Well, I don't want my kids to be disappointed. Would you learn this? Look at me, and kids especially, look at me. If your parents just set you down and say, hey, we just don't have the money this year to buy something. I remember that conversation as a kid. Mom and Dad sat me down. I was 13 years old. I think I got like an orange and a piece of candy and a stocking. I got some T-shirts that everything I got were clothes that they had to buy anyway. They didn't go into debt. Well, maybe they went into debt to buy this stuff. I don't know. But we didn't have a lot that year. And that's okay. Just avoid debt. Now, you're a miser if you say, now listen, we were going to have Christmas, but I heard NVIDIA stock is going to take a dive, and so I'm going to take your Christmas money and buy extra stock. Oh, great. Are you going to give it to me? No, your mom and I are going to keep that, son. You get nothing this year. I'm not saying don't buy stuff. I'm just saying avoid debt with a passion. Number five, check local guides for what's going on to make fun holiday plans for the family. If you wonder why I didn't put that up there under plan, I want to reiterate this at different points. Make fun holiday guides for the family. Now, on the back table, There are a couple QR codes, and one of the QR codes is a local guide that will be updated every Monday of things going on in San Diego. We've always given away paper, but since nobody in our church even knows what paper is anymore, hardly, and it saves John time and our printer likes it better, you can QR code, and it's just, you don't have to use it. We're just trying to make life as simple for you as possible. And so just check them. We don't endorse any of these things. If you get a parade and the parade changed, we don't have any control over that. But check local guides for what's going on and make some fun holiday plans. Like some of you like Legos. How many of you big Lego people in the room? Yeah, I do not understand that either. But you're big Lego. Can I see those hands again? Big Lego people in the room? Really? Wow, that is amazing. Wow. How many of you remember growing up and nobody liked Legos? Like, it was for toddlers. Yeah, that was my world, too. Like I guess we had to be from the 80s to have that. But there might be a really cool Lego Christmas thing down at the Lego store downtown. You don't have to buy it. Just go check it out. And you might talk to other Lego people. There are plenty of Lego people in this church that I just found out about. I thought we only had a couple, and now we have like, holy cow, we got a ton, which is cool. That's fine. No problem there. But just you know, make some plans to go do something fun. Number six, you need to carve out time for sacred events and experiences to build family traditions that are fun and point to Jesus. That are fun and point to Jesus. Some family traditions that are fun and point to Jesus. Get your calendar ready for the rest of December. Like take an hour tonight, depending on the age of your kids. Now, some of you are like going to go overboard. Don't go overboard. Make this simple. Do not, I'll talk about this in a minute, not adding stress. Do not add stress to your life. It's not, your kids don't need, you don't need something every single minute of the day. That's too much. Don't do it. You still have to work. You still have to live. You still are serving Jesus. You're still doing these things. But make this manageable. Some folks overplan and then they never do anything. Your plan becomes so elaborate and second by second that as soon as you get off of your plan, you don't follow through. Now, some of you will just push through. It's like the Christmas death march. Like, here we go, one more fun thing for Christmas, you know? And people are like, no, I got a friend who took his family to London one time. And after being out about 14 hours for the fourth day in a row, the family revolted and all went inside. They were older kids. They all went inside and sat down at a coffee shop. And the dad's like, dear friend of mine, is like, let's go. And they're like, we're not going. No, we've got to go. I'm not leaving. Like, we've got to go. No, we're not leaving. And so they just sat there. And he like sulked about it. And I thought it was funny. And his wife told him to stop ruining the trip. So don't ruin Christmas with overplanning. But plan. Get some stuff on the calendar. Plan. Build some traditions. What are some traditions? I wrote down a few. Christmas caroling at Canyon Ridge. We used to go caroling, and then we almost had some people get hit by cars. So now we just do carols at the Ridge on a Sunday night. So, Bernie, you remember that? We literally did. We had some people. Miriam, you remember that? Were you there that night? Maybe Brianna, you were there. We were caroling to the fire department over on Kearney Villa Road. There was a bunch of us. And then we had these young guys that thought, oh, I'll cross all four lanes of traffic while we're in all black. And it's like cars are screeching, you know, and, you know, church flyers are flying. It was just, you know, good thing they weren't holding babies. It was scary. So carols at the Ridge. Just fine on the 22nd. We're going to go sing a lot of Christmas carols, and then we're going to eat food that's really good to our mouths and really bad to our bodies right after that. It'll be great. In our family, Christmas, putting up the Christmas tree and drinking hot chocolate, and I've shared that what we do around that time, read the Christmas story. Those are just fun times. Bake cookies together. I remember that was a big thing when our girls were smaller. Bake some stuff together. Enjoy it. Exchange gifts. Now, if you have a big family, I think it's good. I think sometimes it gets really expensive for everybody to get everybody something. And so maybe you just exchange gift. I Debbie and I did a gift exchange. We pulled in a hat, and I picked Molly Joy and Debbie picked me, and so we were happy. And I'm teasing, obviously, but a gift exchange is good. The whole time, this is a tradition in our house, the whole time we're setting up a Christmas tree, we're going to sing Christmas carols. If you have small children, I wish we would have done more of this. We did it, but I wish we would have done more. Write a letter to Santa and the reindeer. You say, well, Pastor, we've taught our children that Santa's not real. I know he's not real. I remember one time we had a family visit in our church back in the rec center, and I said from the pulpit one night that Santa's not real, and their 11-year-old daughter started crying right in the middle of the service. The family left our church over that. They were like, we didn't think you should say that in church. She's 11. I'm sure that she's heard that. And they were like, she's homeschooled. Never mind. Never mind. Don't get bitter. Get better. You can still have fun with that stuff. You can have fun. Make believe is fun. It fosters creativity. There's a time for that. When they're 14, that's probably a little bit old. I remember the year, 2 years ago, when Lynn had to tell Leo he couldn't write Santa anymore. That was a sad, sad day. It was a sad day. 17-year-old kid's like, I'm not getting that car. And so, build a gingerbread house, celebrate with food, pray together, go to parades, tell a story every night. I thought this was funny. I was just doing research on like things. We're doing this year, a secret family handshake. Man, I'd like to take credit for that, but I can't. Take walks together, family game night, eat pancakes for dinner, which is normally not good. I didn't say it didn't taste good, just not good protein intake, but it's good around this time of year. There are no calories from the 15th to the 30th of December. Yep, there aren't any. Attend the Christmas Eve service at Canyon Ridge. Go ice skating. Go Christmas light looking. Get an Advent calendar. You're a little behind, but it'll be fun to open 9 at once. Get an Advent calendar. Watch classic Christmas movies. Anything that is newer than Elf is not allowed. Then it's not a classic. Everything else is just dumb, and Elf is one of the dumber movies in human history. And if you're like, that's my favorite, that's a lot of insight into you. Attend a Christmas parade. Hey, I remember doing this with you. I remember this happening to me as a 4 or 5-year-old kid at the Tacoma Mall in Tacoma, Washington. My mom and dad took me to meet Santa, and I screamed like a baby. No lie. I remember crying. I don't know if Gloria remembers that. I'm sure I embarrassed the whole family, but I remember like it was yesterday, just crying and crying. I did not want to meet Santa. Leave cookies out for Santa. I'm doing that this year. I'm going to see what happens. See, you're not. I guarantee you they won't be there in the morning. Number 7, fight for joy. Fight for joy. This could be a stressful time of year. I said don't go into debt because money can be a huge stress. It could cause dad and mom could get grumpy. Fight for joy. Let this be a joyful season. I've apologized to my kids for not being fun enough when they were younger. I feel like I was pretty fun, but I could have been more fun. But the reason I wasn't fun is that I was taught you weren't supposed to be too fun. You're kind of taught to be super serious about everything. Listen. Life's too short to be serious about everything. Enjoy it. Enjoy life. Have fun. Be fun. Do fun things. Fight for joy. Fight for joy. Number 8, give experiences and not just gifts. What memories can you make this holiday season? Judith and I did a polar plunge on Thanksgiving. I'll never forget that. We'll do another one on Christmas. The water will be 4 degrees colder. It'll be 54 versus 58.7. And we'll do it. We'll have a good time. And we'll be out there. You might do something else. You might go on a hike. You might go to Grandma and Grandpa's house. I remember for years, years and years, we went to my in-laws' house around Christmas. And then we started going to their house around Thanksgiving, and they would come to our house for Christmas. It's good memories. It'll be a tough year for my wife, because it'll be the second year, only the second year of her life, where she doesn't spend one of the major holidays with her mom. It's a little bit of a challenging time. By the way, that's a good thing. It's a good thing that she's sad. Yeah, because she built some great memories. She built some wonderful memories together. We want the memories to be there. You want the memories to be there. So give some great, great experiences. Number nine, you need to manage your extended family well during the holidays. And friends, dads, there are some people you just have to say no to. Again, like I said, come Saturday, we're done at Canyon Ridge. We're having church. That's it. And the services will be a little bit shorter. We want you to spend as much time with family and friends as is humanly possible. There are some things, though, that you're going to need to say no to. There are going to be some people who want to pull you in every direction. And by the way, that's a wonderful thing, because it means that you're loved and you're appreciated and you're wanted. But you can't be out every night. We have a staff Christmas party here at Canyon Ridge. And we do not have that party until January. Why? Because we got too much going on. You say, well, it's not really a Christmas party in January. You're right. I mean, it's still fun, but we used to do it just, there are so many things that can add unnecessary pressure. There are things you have to say no to, and it doesn't mean that they're bad. It just means that the health and well-being of your family might be a little bit more important than at other times in your life. Number 10, Dad, you need to schedule a big Christmas daddy-daughter date with your daughter. What's your big plan for your fancy daddy-daughter date? And let me just say this. I saw the commercial, too, that McDonald's has a 50-cent double cheeseburger this month on the app. You cannot tell your daughters that's fancy. All right? At least take her to Viagra's and let her have her own taco. Now, I'm being a little bit facetious. Find something really beautiful to do with your daughter this time of year. Judith and Natalie are young women, or they're and this will be the, I don't know, the 20th, 21st daddy-daughter date that we have been on, and we're going to go, and we're going to have a great time. Judith told me what she wants to do, and let me just tell you, it's not cheap. It is not cheap. I'm praying they'll both become missionaries. Then they would want to come back home, and then I have to pay for that. So I'm teasing a little bit, but find something special for your daughter to do. And if your daughter enjoys it, do it with your daughter and have a good time doing it with your daughter. Make it fun. And if you have like two daughters, you can't take them on a group date. You say, well, we don't have a lot of money. Fancy is dependent. It's subjective. You can take them and take a really nice lunch, and you can go down to La Jolla, and you could sit in La Jolla and have a really nice lunch with them. Or you could go up to the mountains and have a really nice lunch with them, or a really nice dinner that doesn't cost you hardly anything other than what it does to make it. I'm not saying spend a lot of money, though. If you have it, do it. And let her know that she is special to you. Well, we were just going to watch a movie together. What's special about that? You do that anyway all year long. There's nothing special. There's nothing wrong with it per se. But what's special about it? So find ways to do something special this year. Dads, you need to schedule guy time with your son. We don't call it a daddy son date. That's weird. Guy time with your son. You say, well, what would I do? You could do some outdoor activities. You could take him hatchet throwing. You could take him to an escape car. You say, what's an escape car? Leave him in the car with the windows rolled up and the heater on, see how long it takes the boy to get out. I'm teasing. Don't do that. That would be terrible. And you'd get arrested, and I wouldn't even visit you. But you could take him to do some fun stuff. You could take him hiking. You could teach him to chop wood. That can be fun. I feel like that was my dad's annual daddy, you know, guy time with the kids and the sons. You could take him shooting. Here's a great idea. Take him shooting at a range, not in the backyard. Take him shooting at a range, and then go eat a lot of meat together. And explain to him the benefits of being a carnivore, and that we are at the top of the food chain as men. Eat with a pocket knife at Ruth's Chris, and grunt the whole time. You will have just made a strong conservative Christian leader in that one evening together. I'm being a little silly again, but find something that he enjoys doing and do it together. Just do it together. I'm serious about taking him shooting. Well, he's only 7. Well, that's great. Well, Davy Crockett was 3 when he killed a bear, at least according to the song my dad taught me. So do it. Or do something. Do something and have a good time. Number 12, I think I'm on. Create holiday smells and sounds. Create holiday smells and sounds. Is Christmas music on your iPod? You say, Pastor, you don't like Christmas music. No, I love Christmas music. It's Christmas carols I have a problem with. Why? Because they're normally written for people not to be able to sing them. I don't know who wrote them. It's like a guy in a torture chamber, like, hey, let me mess with Christianity for the next 1,000 years. And so I'll put these notes so high you can't sing them. And so not my favorite thing in all the world. Pastor Bernie, he loves them, and we're glad that he does because he helps us with that. But make some sounds. Get your phone ready. And just have Christmas music playing, have Christmas candles scents good to go. Debbie and I, you say, well, we can't use it all in 1 year. Yeah, just throw it in the storage with the lights, and next year pull it out, use it again. We've had the same candle for, I don't know, a couple years now. Totally fine. Dress the house up with a tree. And sometimes if you go online, you're going to hear people talk about the Christmas tree and how it's a pagan idol because you bow down to get gifts underneath it. I say this every year. I bow down to put my shoes on. I promise you I am not worshiping them. Christmas trees are fine. Now, if your conscience is violated by that statement, don't have one. But I've studied this out longer than I care to admit, and it's just not that big of a deal. And so have some smells. By the way, thanks for buying a lot of the wreaths from Trail Life and American Heritage Girls. Did great on that and helping them out. They have some garlands left over. But I love the wreath because it smells so good. Man, I love that smell. I'll go home tonight. It'll be cold in the house, but I'll bundle up just so I can smell that thing, man. It's amazing. Number 13, snuggle up and watch some fun shows with the kids, especially the little ones. Especially the little ones, make sure they're shows that they understand, like some cartoon does Christmas or something like that. Next, take a family drive to see Christmas lights while listening to music and sipping cider or hot chocolate. Now, if your kid is little, make sure it's not hot and don't slam on the brakes. That would be a bummer. Matter of fact, in California, you can probably go walking and look at Christmas lights. I remember 1 year, the Lunds and I, we went Christmas light looking. I think was Jaina a baby or Zephon? And we're out in East County, and they're like, oh, we have this great place to go Christmas light looking. And it was, we had to park at some high school somewhere. And we're about a half a mile, y'all, if y'all remember that, my in-laws were with us. And we're about half a mile or a quarter mile away from where you could get in because there was just no parking at all. And so we parked and we got about a half mile or got to the place and we're walking around having a great time and we're getting ready to leave. This is a memory I will never forget. And it starts just raining cats and dogs, just like crazy. Which kid was it? Do you remember? It was one of the them, and either Jaina or Zephon. And I remember I tucked him in my shirt or my coat, and I zipped up my coat, and we just kind of walked this way. And we got there, and everybody else was cold, but whichever one of the two and I, we were pretty warm. And it's a memory that I'll never forget. And just build those traditions and build those good times. Dad, number 15, mom, and I help mom get the kids' rooms decorated. I don't know if Judith and Natalie finally took their Christmas trees that we bought them. If not, they were in my storage forever, like half their other stuff. They were in my storage, honestly, every time I see their little Christmas trees that they'd put in their room, and they would decorate. As they got older, they would decorate, but when they were little, we would do the best we can. And again, we put the B in broke back then, but we would help. We would do everything that we possibly could to make their rooms fun and festive, and put lights in them. And just to have a good time and to build the house with smells. This isn't on here. You might need a day or two or three to clean your house. I just feel like I should say this. One of the biggest stressors of life is clutter and an unclean house. So clean your house and then get your house fixed up. Get their room fixed up. Make this a wonderful time of the year. Get some lights in their rooms. Get some little trees in their room. Let them have fun. And you'll be blessed. Number 16, and lastly, Dad, read about Jesus and pray with and over your kids. You say, what do you mean pray with and over? Like in men's prayer on Sunday morning at 7:30, and I know because we have the two services, it's challenging on who comes to what, but I've been just passively teaching, not even teaching, just doing, modeling how to pray over someone. Just pray for them and their strengths or their weaknesses, or that God will bless them and God will help them, God will assist them. Your kids need to hear. I wish I would have done this more. Your kids need to hear you pray for them and what your passion is for their life. And by the way, if you're old, this could be used greatly for your grandkids. So dads, pastor your kids, each one of your kids. So 16 things to consider. Develop a plan. Keep Jesus first. Ensure your family is giving generously. Avoid debt. Make fun holiday plans for the family. Create some traditions. Fight for joy. Give experiences, not gifts. Build some memories. Manage extended family. Schedule a big daddy-daughter date. Schedule guide time with your sons. Create holiday smells and sounds. Watch some fun shows. Take family on a drive. Help mom with the kids' room and read about Jesus and pray. And by the way, if you're single, I think it's wise. Or if you're married and don't have kids, I think it's incredibly fun to still decorate the house. Yeah. Debbie and I don't have kids, but Tuesday I was out there putting Christmas lights up, and we've got a day to put up the Christmas tree, and just have a great time this holiday season. You'll never regret having a great time in the holidays.
Thank you for listening. Hear more messages anytime at CanyonRidgeBaptist.com. If you're in the San Diego area, please join us for a service. We meet on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 5 o'clock p.m. We look forward to seeing you.